complex patterns become simplified explanations. Efforts are underway to change the world's outdated economic and competitive systems, which have driven conflict for thousands of years. Despite progress, the old way of doing things still holds sway. The societal structures that created our current problems, rooted in war, date back at least 6,000 years. The history of human civilization largely chronicles the growth of human self-centeredness, technological innovation, and territorial expansion, resulting in increased competition, conflict, and violence. Scholars have significantly deepened our comprehension of the past, which is crucial for re-evaluating our future trajectory. Now, at a critical juncture, global society faces a decisive choice: continue down the path of violence and self-destruction, risking extinction, or adopt new paradigms and innovative approaches to ensure survival. This pivotal moment demands a radical shift in our collective approach to civilization. Clash of paradigms in modern society. The clash between the old way of global competition and conflict and the new trend towards healthier, sustainable development is happening across various fronts. These include the impact of global population growth on our environment, how international governments are adjusting to new challenges, the relationship between our global society and diverse cultures, how nation-states and their policies are evolving, the dynamics of global markets, businesses, and trade, the role of local governments in shaping our future, and the changing values and behaviors within families and communities. Intense economic competition driven by technology is causing unsustainable global tensions. This clash is now intersecting with future challenges. Grassroots concerns worldwide are becoming part of this new way forward. In today's mediocracies, governments influenced by entertainment and event-driven media, we often overlook the gradual, transformative processes shaping our world. This clash between traditional and new global paradigms holds the key to our future realities. By gaining a clearer, more expansive perspective on this conflict, humanity can respond with greater creativity and effectiveness, guiding us toward a healthier paradigm. Rule by average competence, mediocrity. Media plays a huge role in shaping public opinion and government decisions. While much of what we see and hear in the media is just fluff or trying to sell us something, some information is really important. Jacques Cousteau, through his TV adventures, made a whole new generation aware of pollution, overconsumption, and overpopulation. In an article from August 1995 called Information Highway, Mental Pollution, Cousteau said that people are getting so much information that they're getting more confused. He encouraged people to step back from the constant flow of information and focus more on everyday life. The impact of media violence is a significant concern among scholars and experts, who argue that mass media has become a dominant force in shaping societal perspectives, potentially surpassing the influence of political parties. Media outlets inform and sometimes misinform citizens about national issues in a largely unstructured manner. People increasingly look to the media for cues on lifestyle choices, societal values, and trends, shaping their desires and perceptions of what's important. The impact of media and advertising on public perception. The media plays a dual role in educating us and shaping our view of reality. However, when media decisions are primarily driven by advertisers' demands for the largest possible audience, it resembles a type of governance that doesn't truly represent the diverse interests of all people. The advertisers' focus on reaching a broad audience often disregards the needs of smaller groups who aren't interested in mainstream topics like wrestling, celebrity gossip, or popular trends. Just because these topics are widely covered doesn't mean everyone is interested in them. This pursuit of a broad audience also limits the promotion of new or controversial ideas, which rely on mass media exposure to gain significant influence. In the United States, mass media coverage is critical for influencing public opinion, as it remains the primary platform for sharing viewpoints and shaping societal perspectives. Getting noticed by the media these days isn't easy. Simply sending out a press release often doesn't cut it. Instead, people and groups feel compelled to resort to extreme actions like holding a college dean hostage, parading naked in public, throwing rocks, or starting riots to grab the attention of news outlets. It seems like the media only rewards and promotes this kind of disruptive behavior. They turn unknown individuals into national figures if they know how to get in front of a camera, voice their cause, and become famous. Politicized, influenced by terms like politically correct that impact TV, music, movies, and lifestyle choices. The internet has revolutionized access to global information, empowering ordinary people to be more informed and engaged in shaping our societies. Cooperation in today's networked world. In today's interconnected world, our networks work best when everyone benefits, but they still operate mostly under a mindset of economic competition. This needs to change. We must replace the old way of thinking with a new approach. The real challenge is learning to cooperate. This might seem straightforward, but it clashes with the old way of doing things, which develops on control rather than collaboration. The new approach will require new rules and social ideas that fit better in a global community where survival depends on cooperation. In 1995, the UN Commission on Sustainable Development expedited the implementation of Agenda 21, a significant document signed by 172 governments at the 1992 Earth Summit. This agenda outlines a cooperative strategy for sustainable development, emphasizing a shift towards environmentally friendly practices to ensure growth without compromising our planet. 1. Dealing with unpayable debts by reducing and writing them off. 2. Fixing unfair economic structures worldwide. 3. Working together to use eco-friendly technologies. 4. Providing these technologies to all nations, including poorer ones. 5. Enhancing local policies. 6. Ensuring banking and global economic systems don't harm society or the environment, and are fair to all countries. 7. A major change worldwide will involve rethinking how we tax internationally, affecting every part of the global economy. Creating a win-win world won't happen quickly or effortlessly, but it's within our reach. Key points. 1. Historical patterns of conflict drive urgent calls for transformative change in societal structures and global paradigms. 2. Media influences public perception significantly, impacting governance and societal values. 3. Population growth strains resources, driving a shift towards sustainability and cooperation. 4. Grassroots movements challenge norms and promote cross-cultural understanding. 5. Citizen-led initiatives redefine wealth, progress, and democratic decision-making. 6. Global citizenship is key to addressing complex issues. 7. International cooperation and sustainable development are vital for a win-win global community.